Petersburg boys coach Rick Brock says the addition of Sitka to the 3A bracket and the new double elimination format made for an exciting tournament.
Boy, there was more games, all of them very exciting, intense basketball. Being able to play your way back through the loser's bracket for a right to go to state really added a lot of incentive for teams to keep playing well as the tournament went on, even if you lost the first game. So just some great basketball.
The Vikings had the number one seed in the 3A bracket and opened up with a 73-56 win over the Metlakatla Chiefs Thursday. That set up a game for the championship against the Wrangell Wolves, a team that had beaten Petersburg once during the regular season. Brock says it was a physical game in the tournament against the Wolves.
The championship game was a little bit like the games here. Wrangell tried to control the tempo of the game with their half-court defense. They trapped us, but tried to take us out of our sets. And they did a good job in the first part of the game, but then we were able in the second half to move the ball better, got better looks at the basket, and again, kind of like the Metlakatla game, built a lead going into the fourth quarter and then extended it.
Petersburg took the regional crown with that win and sent Wrangell into the consolation bracket. Eventually, Sitka went on to beat Wrangell to take second place in Southeast and earn a trip to state along with the Vikings. In the crossover game against Juneau, the Crimson Bears avenged last year's loss to Petersburg, beating the Vikings 69-59. For the tournament, Jonathan Mazzella and Jordan Burchill were named to the all-conference team from Petersburg. Brock says those honors were well-deserved. He also praised the defensive play of Max Peeler.
At regional time, he had the honors of guarding Metlakatla's best player and Wrangell's best player and did a tremendous job. And it's kind of funny because last year, in practice, he was the one that had to guard Cameron Severson every day. And Cameron's playing Division II basketball right now on a scholarship. And so, the players that Max faced all year, he was used to the competition last year and did a tremendous job. And at tournament time especially, I think defense is very important. And so his role became even more of a focal point.
And Brock says his Vikings benefited from a deep roster at the Ketchikan tournament.
Really, we've focused all year long and talked about playing well as a team and how important each player was to our success. And I think that really was true at regionals. We had the deepest team. We played more players, I think, than other teams did during each game. But one of our biggest strengths is when whoever's on the floor for us does a great job. And that really showed during tournament time with foul trouble and being tired and the emotions of the game. We had the best team.
Petersburg opens up the state tournament against the Barrel Whalers in Anchorage Thursday, March 19th at 3:30. As for the girls' team, the Lady Vikings lost 48-34 to Craig in Thursday's opener and lost 55-33 to the Haynes Glacier Bears Friday morning. Girls coach Dino Brock says his team started off slow and putting points on the board and had to play catch-up in both games.
Obviously we would have liked to have gone up there and done a little bit better as far as games are concerned, but I liked our effort. I thought we went in and competed and I thought we played well. We just ran into some good teams.
Morgan Falter was named to the all-conference team for Petersburg and won the free throw contest, making 22 of 25 in that competition. Aaron Struley and Courtney Curtis won good sports awards as well. The Lady Vikings only lose one player, Struley, to graduation this year. Mount Edgecombe took the title in the girls' bracket, and they'll be joined by runner-up Sitka at the state tournament this month. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.